Hi everybody, happy Sunday, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Mommy Talks with Nina. This is episode 4. I'm really excited about this episode because tonight we are talking about baby bumps. We're talking about the first kick, movements, cravings, and people wanting to touch your bump. Oh no, why? All of that and more on tonight's episode. So let's dive in. Baby bumps. When I was pregnant, I used the Baby Center app. It's such a wonderful app because week by week, you get tips and information about your pregnancy, which is really awesome. And as your baby is growing, you see that in the app that you use. Each week is a different fruit of some sort, a different size of your baby. So your baby might be the size of a peanut or the size of an apricot or a watermelon or a pineapple, whatever you may be going through for that week, which is very, very awesome. There's just a lot of tips in the app, so I would definitely suggest using the Baby Center app, or if not that app, the Bump, I think, is another app. Any app that you can just download on your phone, and they're typically free. It's really good as a guide that will just help you along the way when you have questions and you just want to know what's going on with you and your body. So, baby bump. Each week, your body is changing in so many different ways. And at 20 weeks, your bump is usually up to your belly button. And then each week after that, it grows about a centimeter. It's important not to comment on a woman's bump size or just their size in general, because as you're growing and as your body is changing and you're getting bigger, a lot of women tend to start feeling a little uncomfortable about their weight, especially if you were one size and now you're not that size anymore and you can't really fit certain clothes that you used to wear. It's not easy. And I think as women, we need to be sensitive to other women. It's just so important. So there's no perfect size for your bump. There's no perfect size. And size is not an indication of your baby's weight either. Moms-to-be, I feel like, are forever comparing their bumps. Their bump to another woman's bump to another woman's bump. But just because someone has a big bump, it does not mean that they are necessarily going to have a big baby. You can have a big bump and your baby could come out being small. You just never know. So first-time moms usually see a bump between 12 and 16 weeks. That's around the time when I started to see my bump. And when you finally see your bump, that's just an indication that you are really pregnant. I know in the beginning, I didn't look like I was pregnant in my first trimester. Then when I finally saw my bump in the second trimester, it was just everything that I wanted to see and more. I would look at it and I would touch it and I would say, wow, I'm really pregnant. At this point, my doctor became a little concerned that my bump wasn't as big as she wanted it to be. My belly wasn't as big as she wanted it to be. So I took another anatomy test that she suggested. And when I took that test, she just wanted to make sure that everything was okay. I was very nervous. I started thinking about every possible worst case scenario at the time. When I went for my exam, I was just feeling so uneasy, thinking that what's going on with my body? Is everything okay? And the woman at the test, at the exam, who was taking the test, said to me, "Oh, well, everything looks fine. Your baby looks healthy. The measurements look okay." So I knew after that, and after seeing the anatomy and everything, that my son was just growing really nicely. So afterwards, I felt such a sigh of relief knowing that my body was doing what it was supposed to be doing, and I was happy knowing that, okay, I don't have a huge bump like some women might have, but my baby's okay, my baby's growing, my baby's healthy, and all is well. So I'm just saying all of this pretty much to say is that don't let people scare you during your pregnancy. It's so easy to compare ourselves to other, compare our bump to another woman's bump, or it's so easy to get nervous and worried. It's such a heightened time anyway when you're pregnant, and then to hear your doctor say, "Oh, well, I don't think that your bump is that big. I don't think that your baby is measuring and growing the way that it should be." That's alarming and it's scary, and no woman wants to hear that. So I would say just trust your gut and don't let anyone worry you or scare you, because if I, looking back on everything, I should have just been not worried or scared. But of course, this is a doctor, so you want to trust your doctor and you want to believe what they're saying. But I was just happy knowing that everything was okay. So not even your doctor always knows what they're saying. So like going back to what I said a little earlier, your belly size is not an indication of how your baby is growing. When are you gonna feel the first kick in the first movement? You should feel the first kicks between 16 and 25 weeks of your pregnancy. If it's your first pregnancy, you might feel your body move closer to 25 weeks. By the second pregnancy, women feel movement earlier as 13 weeks. So I know for me, I did not feel movement until my second trimester. I felt little flutters or little bubbles in my tummy. Kicks or punches were really by the third trimester. That's when I really felt those, and they are painless. You don't have to worry about them hurting you, and they're normal to feel. And that's when they usually become more pronounced. Feeling the first flutter, the first kick, is the best feeling in the world for any mother, any new mother, especially if you haven't felt it before. I was waiting for the longest to feel the first kick, the first movement. And that also, just like your belly getting bigger and growing, is just another indication that you're really a mom. There is really a living, breathing human being inside of you. It's the best feeling in the world. And when you feel the movement, you feel it in the lower part of your uterus, and your fetus is growing, you have fetus movements, and it's just amazing. You also begin to feel twists and punches and hiccups at a certain point in your pregnancy. And for me, I know my stomach started to move a whole lot, all over the place, like it was moving kind of like waves almost. And my doctor told me what I thought was my son's head was actually his butt. So I would see his butt, I would feel his butt. It was crazy. It was really cool. The fetal movement during pregnancy can also have moms asking a lot of questions. It can also have you having certain doubts. Is my baby kicking enough? You just have so many questions and you're wanting to know. You feel the most movement when you have settled down for the night to rest. When I would lay down at the end of a long day, laying in my bed, just relaxing before I fell asleep, I would lay on my back, and that's when I would typically usually see the movements and feel the movements the most. Or after I ate a snack or something, I might feel those movements. And they also say nervousness can also be the reason why you see movements as well. At this time, your doctor is going to ask you to start counting kicks or fetal movements. So starting at week 28 through the end of your pregnancy, your doctor will ask you typically every visit, are you feeling kicks? Are you feeling movements? And if you're not, and if you have been, it's can be a cause for concern or alarming that maybe something is going on. So when you do start feeling kicks and movements, make sure that you look for how often, how many times a day, even an hour. They say, oh, count the movements of how many you have in an hour. They also say you should feel 10 movements within an hour. I don't really know how true that is. I can't recall if I ever felt 10 movements in an hour, and maybe what didn't feel like a movement to me maybe was. You just never know. Moving along, cravings. So for most women, food cravings fall within two categories. They say it can be sweet, spicy, salty, or occasionally sour. I would say I fell into the sour category. Watermelon Sour Patches were my favorite. They were my craving. So cravings usually start within or onset of your morning sickness. So it could be in your first trimester, but somewhere between the third and eighth week of pregnancy. And they can decrease when you get to your third trimester. I started feeling my cravings in my second trimester. Cravings I always usually had, even before I was pregnant. When I would PMS right before my period, I would have cravings, but for that, I crave chocolate, and I still do. Anything chocolate. So usually I like to make brownies, but if I don't have brownies on me, I'll have some candy bar or cookies, whatever. Chocolate always helps. I would get my cravings kind of late at night, randomly out of nowhere. I would be at home and I would want those watermelon sour patches. I also wanted pickles on my sandwich. Pickles were a big thing for me. So cravings, or just whatever you're craving, I would say enjoy, have fun, make the most of it. Take full advantage of it. I mean, you're only pregnant for this amount of time, for a short period. So it's like, if you have a craving, enjoy it. Why not? Top pregnancy cravings, they say, include ice cream, chocolate, dairy products, fish, and sweets. Fish is really interesting. And fruit. Fruit is a healthy one, though. For moms to be, one thing we have in common is that we like to constantly touch and rub and pat our bellies and hold on to our bellies. And we find it so soothing. So I know as I would eat my watermelon sour patches, I would rub my belly. And I know that I'm sure made my baby so happy. It's also a way to feel close to your baby. So touch your belly, feel your belly, touch your baby, enjoy that. And your baby does really like it. Babies respond to the touch. And studies show that babies respond more to the touch in their mother's third trimester than any other times. That's pretty interesting. Plus, whatever interacting you and your partner both do is also good. So make sure that your boyfriend, your fiance, your husband, spouse, whomever, make sure they're also touching your belly and singing to the baby and reading to the baby. You name it, all helps your baby. And it's never too early to start showing that love and that affection to your little one. Never too early. How to deal with unwanted belly touching. Ugh. Just thinking about it now, like, not only just touching the belly just reminds me about so much. I mean, women and what we go through, people asking, are you pregnant? Oh, you've gained so much weight. You must feel so uncomfortable. Don't let other people's questions or opinions get the best of you or make you upset. It's just weird and it's uncomfortable and it's not right. Don't allow unwanted belly touching at all. Be straight and forward with someone. Let them know it's not okay. I didn't have to deal with unwanted touching. I'm so happy. People who wanted to touch my belly, they would ask me first, and that's the appropriate thing to do. You just don't touch anyone's belly. Even if you know them, you can say, "Is okay if I touch your belly?" and wait for them to respond. If anything, people ask beforehand, so I was happy about that. I would say be straightforward and get to the point. If you don't want anyone touching your belly, don't let them touch your belly. Simply say, actually, I don't want you to touch it. My belly or is just mine. Or you can just say, no thanks, I'm all padded out today. I think that's pretty funny. Well, thank you all for another wonderful episode of Mommy Talks with Nina. This is episode 4. I hope you all enjoyed it. Talk to you all soon. Bye.